It's 11:25, and now an opportunity to learn the Birkett way to dynamic living. But first, some testimonials from satisfied customers.
Whenever I took Winnie out, it always turned into a disaster. I think it was acne that put them off. Then Professor Birkett advised me to stop taking them to acne. The effect was shattering. Thanks to the Birkett way.
I was skinny and weedy. Every time I went onto the beach, an effeminate caterer would kick sandwiches in my face. But after 13 weeks of the Birkett way, I felt like a new man. So now Professor Birkett has arranged for a new man to come and kick sandwiches in my face. So the award for the weediest man in the world will shortly stand proudly on my mantelpiece, just as soon as someone gives me hand lifting it up there, thanks to the Birkett way.
You too could win awards like this pathetic little worm if you study the Birkett way. Tonight, with the help of Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Fred Harris, and Nigel Reese, we'll show you how you can be loaded with show business accolades. Simply dye yourself silver and climb into the lorry with them. Stay tuned now for Program 6 in our series, Win Awards the Birkett way. Good evening. If you're unattractive, stupid, and have no musical aptitude, acting ability, or any talent whatsoever, you could still be one of the winners here tonight in our very own Birkett Entertainment Award Show.
All you have to do is star in your own television series and be a brilliant runaway sensation within the next 3 minutes.
But I am unattractive, stupid, and have no musical aptitude, acting ability, or any talent whatsoever.
That's all right. You could be another Russell Harty.
I am Russell Harty.
Ah, yes. Well, then you need this.
Thanks very much, mate.
Now, in the Birkett Awards show, it's time for the award for the best television link. The nominations are in order.
That's all from me and Richard Whitmore. Now over to Barbara Edwards for the weather.
Now back to Frank Boff in the grandstand studio.
Thank you, Bob. Dillis.
And finally, now let's go over to the foyer of the Albert Hall where the guests are just beginning to arrive.
And the winner is...
Exciting. The winner is... Now let's go over to the foyer of the Albert Hall where the guests are just beginning to arrive.
Hello and welcome to the foyer of the Albert Hall where the guests are just beginning to arrive. A huge crowd has gathered here, thoroughly excited at the pomp and glamour of the occasion. And in fact, even as I speak, a limousine is just drawing up outside and I think it's John Gielgud's hamster.
Squeak, squeak.
And we're very honoured that he should join us here tonight. Ah, oh, and through the door now comes Jack Nicholson's tortoise. And this galaxy of stars is arriving thick and fast now. There's Marlon Brando's goldfish, which of course also doubles as his dialogue coach. I think, yes, still coming through the door now is Jack Nicholson's tortoise. And who's this drawing up in a huge Cadillac? Yes, it's Elizabeth Taylor's canary. Oh, no, sorry. False alarm there. It was only Frank Sinatra. What a shit. And who's this behind him? Yes, it looks like... It isn't. It is, in fact, Richard Burton's newt. Richard Burton's newt has arrived. And he doesn't look too steady on his feet. No. But now we've just heard that the royal party will be slightly delayed. It stopped in Hyde Park to bury a bone and snip at some interesting patches. So while we're waiting for Prince Charles, let's go inside. Let's go inside where the award ceremony is about to begin.
And here's our host for the evening, Michael Sespool.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And on this most serious of serious occasions, this most momentous and dignified of events, this most illustrious and noble of gatherings. And now let's begin with our first auspicious award.
the award for the best door handle of 1976. And here to present the award is Blue Peter's John Noakes, who is himself made entirely out of door handles and plastic detergent bottles.
Thank you. And the nominations are James O'Needin's cabin door handle in the O'Needin line. Ronnie Barker's door handle in porridge. Frank Spencer's door handle in Some Mothers Do Ellen. And finally, Meg Richardson's door handle in Crossroads. And the winner is... the winner is Meg Richardson's door handle in Crossroads.
Well, we'll be back with more awards in a minute, but there now follows a short intermission.
For that special moment, set fire to your chamber orchestra with Wizzo matches. Only 2p a packet. Wizzo.
Hello and welcome back to the Albert Hall, where we're about to begin the awards for the best religious light entertainment show of 1976.
And the nominations for the best religious light entertainment show are as follows. Pope Pius at Large, the two rabbis, and Corblimey Vicar. Now, let's see some clips from those shows. First, Pope Pius at Large.
There were these two Irish comedians walking down the street. One of them saw a sign which said, three fellows wanted, and he turned to the other and said, what a pity there isn't another one of us we'd be able to apply for that.
And now, the two rabbis.
Good evening, already. It's nice to be with you again, isn't it, Rabbi?
Yes, it is. And in a packed programme tonight, we'll have a rabbi who crossed topple with a gay violinist and got a fiddler on the poof.
And the final nomination, ITV's top-rated comedy show, Corblimey Vicar, starring Reg Varney, Arthur Mullard and Nina Baden-Semper.
Hello, dear. Have you had a hard day in your church?
Yes.
And that concludes the list of nominations.
And the winner of the Comedy Award is...
Let's read this.
Meg Richardson of Crossroads!
So there we are. It only now remains to announce that Cindy Redhead's bra has won the award for the best supporting role, and Miss Cindy Redhead herself has been voted the most promising actress. A few more promises like the one she's already made. She could be really big.
And so, finally, we come to the award for the best Berkey's Way in Action film of 1976. And the winner is The Berkey's Way of Cutting People's Heads Off. Let's see now what he did for citizen Jean-Pierre Jugular, chief executioner in the French Revolution.
Let that be a lesson to the accursed aristocracy. Now then, let's cut off his head as well. Another blow, stop for revolution. Armand, what are you doing behind that pillar?
Citizen Jodouleur, you must come with me.
What?
Our spies have received word that he is here in Paris today.
You mean the dreaded...
Oui.
The dreaded Eric Pood of Croydon?
Oh, no. The Scarlet Pompanel, monsieur. It means he has come to rescue the Countess of Aragon from execution in 5 minutes' time.
Ah, but how do we find him? Remember, he has 1,000 faces.
Oh, that should make him very easy to spot them.
Fool. I mean, he is a master of disguise. But I think I have a plan to snare the elusive Pimpernel. Give me that basket of fruit. Quick, into the Countess's cell.
Oh, why? Citizen Jugular.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you've called. I wanted a word with you, but in private.
Oh, very well. Come on, Armand, we'd better both leave.
Oh, no. I think it would be better if you stayed while I told you. You see, it's about my execution.
What about it?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't make it.
You won't wriggle out of it that easily, madame.
I see you're too clever for me. Well, it is no matter. The Scarlet Pimpernel will snatch me from Madame Guillotine.
Wrong. As soon as he shows himself out there, he will find not you, vous, toi, in the cart, but me, moi, disguised as the Countess of Aragon.
Hey, but what about the beard, monsieur?
I can wear a false one, okay? It is a simple matter to make myself look like a woman. Armand, hand me 2 oranges from that basket.
Yeah.
Countess, remove your dress.
What are you staring at?
Armand, make that 2 melons, would you? Now, let us go. The accursed Pimpernel must show up any second. That beggar there with no arms and no legs. There could be more to him than meets the eye.
I think not, monsieur.
Huh. We are not beaten yet, Armand. He may yet appear. Take me up the steps. Thank you. So I was wrong. He has not turned up at all. All right, executioner. That will be all. As you see, I am not the real Countess.
Oh, come, my lady. You expect me to fall for that, do you? Get your head on the block.
What? Hey, let me go, you fool. I am your superior, Citizen Jugular, the chief executioner.
And who do you think I am, monsieur?
Mon Dieu! What a fool I have been. Then it is you. You must be...
That is right. Meg Richardson of Crossroads.
And now, here finally, are the awards for BBC Radio. Best cast of The Birkett's Way, 1976, Denise Coffey, Chris Emmett, Meg Richardson, Fred Harris, and Nigel Reese. The best script was by Andrew Marshall, John Mason, and David Renwick, with additional material by Meg Richardson. And the best producer was Simon Brett.
I'm sorry.
Meg Richardson. Goodbye.
My name is Harold Macmillan. Thank you for allowing me to have intimacy with you in your home. To many of you, the name Macmillan is associated with the phrase, "You've never had it." So, good.
Never had it so good.
Never had it so good. Not so very long ago. I was your Prime Minister. Don't we all long for the days when we all talked fondly of Super Mac? What have we now? Gunnix Mac.
On with it.
Get on with it. And as for Thatcher, I'm not too sure about him. What we need today is a man of wisdom and experience. Perhaps a man with a drooping moustache and white wings of hair over his ears. But I'm quibbling.
I'll get a hanky.
What we need is a man with the courage. With the courage to say to his old colleagues, I don't agree with what you say, but by God, you're fired. What we want is a man with that great quality which Pitt, Peel, Walpole, and Wellington have in common. They're all dead.
They're all dedicated to their ideal.
Dedicated to their ideal. Surely, somewhere, there is a man, an elder statesman, waiting in the wings, waiting to be recalled. I heard it said the other day. Can anybody recall Harold Macmillan? The great British public, whatever that is, needs somebody to inspire and lead them. A man with stature and what is now called charisma. Well, meanwhile, a very happy charisma to you all.
And that's the end of Today in Parliament. That's the end of Today in Parliament.